Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're about to start Klal Yud Aleph. I want to address a point which the Sefer Magen Avos, written by the Aram Bennett, one of the Gedolei Poskim, about 200 years ago, discusses. The language of the Mishnah, the Chayyadim, parallels the language of the Mishnayos, where when it discusses the Malacha, it discusses the Malacha in the language of a noun which is a gerund, one who is plowing, one who is planting, hacharish, one who plows, one who plants, etc. Why is he telling this, that language? Because the Rambam changes the language. The Rambam, when he goes through the list of the Lama Tes Malachas, calls it harisha, zriya. He calls the as opposed to discussing the noun on the individual, one who is doing something, it discusses the action. The action is the malacha is harisha, which would seem to make more sense. That the lama tes malachas are, what are the lama tes malachas? Cooking is we discussed that the malacha is cooking, right? Well, not one who is mavasha, one who cooks. So why does the Mishnah use the language of the one who is doing so? See, he suggests the following, that this would depend on the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether malacha shen etzrich l'gufa is chayiv or not. If you hold malacha shen etzrich l'gufa is chayiv, the main thing is that the action, the person is doing the action of the malacha, and he has intent to do it, even though he's not doing it for the purpose of the primary purpose of the malacha. However, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, who is malacha shen etzrich l'gufa is potter, it's not enough that he's doing the action. It's not enough that he's doing the action with intent to do the action. He has to do the action with intent to do the action for the purpose of the primary purpose, which it was in the Mishkan. So a person who is cooking, in order that the food should be cooked, so he's going to be chayiv for bishul. A person who would be doing the act of cooking, even though he's doing it intentionally, but for other purposes, would not be chayiv. So according to the Rambam, the main thing is the action itself. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not enough to look at the action itself. We have to look at the person and the individual who is doing it. What is he doing? What action is he doing? So he suggests that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, which the Gemara indicates that that's true anyway. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Malacha Tzenesich L'Gufa is Potter. So therefore we discuss the individual who's doing it, the person who is cooking, the person who is planting, the person who is plowing. We have to look at the person. What is he doing? What action is he involved in? What is his intent? But the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda, the Malacha Tzenesich L'Gufa is Potter. Because the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda, the Malacha Tzenesich L'Gufa is Potter. Excuse me. The main thing is that the action is an action of Harisha. The action is an action. Excuse me. Of Zriya, because the action is an action of Harisha, or of Zriya, the Rama can discuss the action itself without leaving the individual out of the picture. So that is the suggestion that the Ram Bennett explains the language change from the Mishnah to the Rambam. The Chayyadim follows the language of the Mishnah, which would make sense because the Chayyadim follows the approach of most poskim that the Iker Pesach is like Rav Shimon, that the Malacha Shein Etzrich L'Gufa is Potter. There is not enough that the action is being done. We have to discuss the individual who's doing it. What is he thinking about? What is he doing? And that's going to be determinative in defining that action as a malacha, which is going to be chayiv. So therefore, the chayim says hazareya. So the next step in the process of producing bread, the Mark refers to it as sidura de pas. Excuse me, is the process of planting. Is planting. So the person plows the field, makes the field ready to be plowed, ready to accept the seeds. And the person does planting. Kavanah says zareya latzmiach. So the Chayyadim says that the purpose of planting is to cause something to grow. So we understand that it's not only putting the seed in the ground, which is the process of planting, or putting the sapling in the ground, but anything which is part of the process of making the thing grow is going to become part of the malacha of zareya. Who told the Zareya v'chayiv? Anything which the purpose is to help the item grow is considered an extension of the malacha of Zareya and is going to be chayiv. So a person who waters the ground, the person who directs sunlight onto the plant, the person who does the process of weeding once the plant is growing. So he's helping the plant grow. Person can prune a tree, and therefore the tree will grow better. All of these would be told us of Zareya, which are helping something grow. We do want to touch on the fact that there is a malacha of Zareya and a malacha of Neteya. Zareya refers to planting seeds, Neteya refers to planting trees, saplings. They're parallel malachas. And whatever achievement you have on Zareya, you have on Neteya as well. Have a good day.